Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful rainbows, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, because you know what? There are extraordinary things that happen in each and every day. And when we open up our hearts to see those beautiful things, life becomes a lot more joyful. So I switched over the calendar to March, and I have this beautiful calendar that has a quote on it each month that I bought this year. And I'm excited. I didn't read through all the quotes when I first got it because I like a little surprise. So let me grab it. All right, here it is. I'm going to flip over to March with y'all. And, ooh, all right. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Do you know who said that? Anna Eleanor Roosevelt, more affectionately known as the First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Wow, I love that. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I love that quote. Seems simple enough. So why is it, my friends? Here she goes. Why is it that we allow our dreams to perish? Oh, so harsh. But why do we do that? Why do we allow sometimes people on the outside to tell us it's not possible? Why would you think to do that? You'll never do that. Did you hear that growing up? Do you hear that now? Is it a rhetoric that spins in your head and keeps you from dreaming? I get it. It's tough. People say really stupid things, don't they? People just come at you in different directions. Sometimes you have the most beautiful, radiant smile on your face, and they just want to come at you and smack it off. Nice, right? Not really. No. So today, I want you to believe in the possibility of you, the possibility of a beautiful day, the possibility of each and every moment of that day, the possibility of you. It doesn't matter what naysayers have said or may say. People just talk. People just say things. And they say, like I said, really stupid things sometimes. And it makes us feel like, God, I'm already doubting myself. And now I have, you know, the peanut gallery over here telling me, yeah, you can't. But you can. You can. Part of life. And of really knowing when you've captured that dream, that goal, that you know you're on the right track. You wouldn't know those things. You wouldn't know the goodness of that feeling when you're like, whoa, I am on top of the world. You wouldn't know that feeling unless you knew what it felt like not to win, right? Or you knew what it was like to climb over that mountain, that fence, that barbed wire, that obstacle, those nasty naysayer words. If you didn't climb over them, you wouldn't know what it was like to win. So I want you to redirect those thoughts, that rhetoric, any of that naysaying that may have been told to you when you were young or is being told to you now or that you say to yourself. You know, my friend, side note, the person that talks to you the most during the day is you. Yeah. I often think if there was just a, what is it called? I think in a court case, there's a stenographer. I believe that's the word. Let me know if I'm wrong, but where they write or type out everything that's being said. Could you imagine if someone had that just going all day long as to what was in your head? I often think about that because we do. If you stop for a minute and think, you are talking to yourself. We talk to ourselves all day long in our head, sometimes out loud. Raise your hand if it's sometimes out loud. I'm like that sometimes. You know, my husband will say, what? What did you say? And I'm like, oh, nothing. Just talking to myself. So you talk to yourself the most all day long. So don't be your harshest critic, my friend. Don't do it. And if you've been doing it for a while, well, you created that habit, right? Can habits be broken? Oh, yeah. Is it hard sometimes? Oh, yeah. You know, just like it's really easy to eat a bunch of cake, but it's kind of hard not to eat the cake when you want to maybe eat a little healthier. But it is possible. It is possible. Why do I say cake? Again, side note, I've been dreaming about a vanilla cake with vanilla icing, like a wedding cake, for days on end. I really need to fulfill that. All right, so back to my point, my friends. You're going to have naysayers. Don't let yourself be one of those naysayers. And know that these obstacles, whether it's people or places, situations or things, if you start turning that around as instead of being, ugh, again, another detour, look at it as, aha, I'm on the right direction. I'm in the right direction. I'm going in the right direction, because I keep coming up against these obstacles, these people, these places, these things that say no. I'm supposed to hear this because I'm supposed to overcome it. So this will be part of my story. So when I look back and say, wow, I made it. I got here to where I've always wanted to be. I believe in me. You can look back at those obstacles and say, well, they had to be there. They had to be there so that I know in this moment that this is for real, that this is what I've created for my life, that this is my moment to shine. Now, don't forget that the journey is the destination. Don't forget to enjoy that journey along the way. I've told you, I've gotten things in life before that I thought I wanted, and then I got there and I didn't really want it. I was like, oh, this isn't exactly what I thought it would be. And then I realized I squandered all those precious, delicious moments in between the journey. I didn't enjoy it. I just wrestled my way to something I thought I wanted. I got it. And I was like, it's not what I thought it was. I'm still not happy. Have you been there? Of course. We're all there. Different times of our lives where you're like, I thought this would be it. And it's not it. So make sure that you enjoy that journey along the way. That's a big, big part of it. And the obstacles, a big part of it. I always look at a hill when I'm running as, you know, two different things. I could look at it like, ugh, another hill. This is exhausting. Or if I just get up the hill, I can run really fast down the other side. This is my obstacle. I have to get up this hill in order to feel the beautiful, wonderful free fall of the wind in my face and the sun in my hair as I go down the hill. But you can't go down the hill unless you get up the hill, right? You can't look out at the highest peak of the mountain and see all that is yours, all that abundance in the world, unless you climb the mountain. You scrape a knee, you get a little bloody, you get up there, you go, you trip, you fall, you get back up, you go to the top of the mountain. And that's the only way to see the sunrise at the most beautiful location. You had to climb all those rocks, all those obstacles. So as you go out today and you run into an obstacle, a person that has to say something stupid because they just are in their own way, so they've decided to get in yours, or there's a detour. I said a U-tour, and I just want you to know, I'm not going to edit that out. That was U-turn and detour, just mixed up as one word in my head, a U-tour. And maybe that's the tour we should all be on, your U-tour. This is your life. This is your tour, my friend. And if you have to take a U-turn in the midst of your U-tour, it's okay. The great poet George Bernard Shaw said this wonderful quote, "Life is not about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself." Listen, you've already been found. You've already been chosen. You're already perfectly imperfect. Yeah, the world's been tumbling you around a little, but that's the only way to make a diamond, my friend. You tumble that rock around till you shine bright like a diamond. You know, I had to say it. My friends, it's about creating yourself. Create yourself. Express yourself. Go out there in the world and be who you are to the essence of you. You know who you are.
Don't let anybody else tell you. Because those who want to say the things that are just, well, what else can you say but stupid? They don't know who they are. So they've decided to take the time to tell you who you are. See how that makes absolutely no sense? Let them figure out themselves. And you, my friend, keep creating on your you tour. Because this is your life. And it's big and it's beautiful and it's bold. And the obstacles are there. Why? So that you can shine that much brighter when you get to the things that you want. And what will we do along the way? We'll enjoy that journey, because the journey is the destination. That road trip, it's waiting for you. And now I'm completely distracted by thinking about my favorite gas station road snacks, which are always a Slim Jim and Sour Patch Kids, just in case you were wondering. What are yours? I'd love to know. Hit me up in my DMs today and tell me, what are your road snacks on your journey to your destination? I want to know. All right, my friends, you want to say it with me. You know you do. The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.